I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore Ravens had joint practice yesterday. You were out there, Ed. I got two questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, do you put more stock into that joint practice than you do in a normal practice?
100%. Intensity was definitely ratcheted up yesterday, man. It was. Colts were physical. We're physical.
That's what Vinny was telling me. Vinny gave me a full-on report.
Did he? Yeah, it was physical. A lot of guys were at the station. So myself, Vinny was there.
Cordell always there.
Ben was there.
Yeah, I heard Ben.
Preston was there. A lot of guys, everybody knew. Jerry Coleman was there. Jerry Sandusky, obviously. I saw a bunch of guys. Rod Woodson was there, by the way.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, Rod Woodson was hanging out.
Well, he's still on the broadcast team, though, right?
He was hanging out with Jerry, so I assume.
Now, you put more stock into that joint practice than you do practice. Do you put more stock into joint practice than you do preseason games?
Yes, for sure. Because the guys we saw yesterday, you're not going to see Thursday. You're not going to see them at all. You're going to see one, like you used to, I don't know if they do it anymore, one quarter of one game probably. Some teams do. Apparently, the Bengals like to do everything else wrong. They're going to have Burrow playing a bunch of series, they said, and first week, but... I don't think you're going to see many of the guys you saw yesterday play. And yesterday you got to see them, and it was good. I mean, it was interesting. I always enjoy the joint practice. It's just different seeing another color uniform. It gets them up in football mode. They were playing yesterday, man.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you what I asked Ken McCusick yesterday.
Was there, obviously, yeah.
Do you see a world where the NFL – focuses more on joint practice and less on preseason games?
No.
Because of the money?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, they're making money on the preseason games. You know, this the joint practice, you just apply for if you're
right.
A season ticket holder.
Yeah. Yeah, because even if you don't, there may not be 71,000 people there tomorrow night, but 71,000 tickets are accounted for.
Mm-hmm.
Or close to it.
Yeah.
Close to it.
If only 40,000 people show up, which is probably reasonable for,
yeah.
People go. Especially if people that don't have tickets, they'll get, someone to throw them some preseason tickets, they'll take the kids.
Yeah.
Listen, it was practice yesterday. Kids were so excited. So excited. I mean, and they had a bunch of Special Olympians there, the whole group of those kids there. I mean, couldn't be happier. Could not be happier to be there. And people screaming at D-Hop, screaming at Ricard was very close to the sideline at one point, and D-Hop was very close, and kids were going berserk. It was fun. Fun for them. Seriously, it was
sometimes
a nice
day. You see these things happen from other people and take your life for granted.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It definitely crossed my mind yesterday. I guess.
It crosses my mind a lot.
Yeah.
A lot lately. Sometimes you just look around like, man, you really take your life for granted.
Yeah, I mean, literally, we're hanging out. I'm hanging out. I was hanging out with a different guy, Vinny at one point, Cordell, and Preston a lot, obviously, hanging out with him. We were hiding in the stands in the shade until we got chased. Trippy will tell you all about that.
Yeah, he's not happy.
Who?
Trippy.
Oh, I know. He was
not great. Happy at all.
He was funny.
I've been hearing about it all morning.
Dude, wait till he was funny. I got to give him credit. That kid.
And I this is one of those times where... I'm with him on this one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm with him on this one. 100%. This is not him being extra. I'm with him on this
one. And I got to say, he was funny and actually very polite in his criticism. I thought it was well done. And then again, though, I'm leaning on the barriers, hanging out with Jerry Sandusky and Rod Woodson and Vinny and all these guys. The players are like 3 feet in front of us.
Yeah.
We do have it. Good. Like you're privileged that a lot of people don't get.
Yeah.
So.
And just don't take it for granted. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. You talk about the taking it for granted or the privilege that you have. I sent the text. I may have sent it to you. Of a screenshotted something that I posted about Robbie, and it had 1,000 likes. And I thought to myself, that's something you don't take for granted. You know what I mean? That your kid has become relevant. You know what I mean? You because of what you do, your kid has become relevant. That's, you can't take life for granted.
I think that you're wrong. This has nothing to do with you. I think he's done all by himself.
No, because that's why they know him, though. That's
I'm kidding, obviously.
That's why they know him. I mean, no, they love him. But being able to put him front and center like that.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, he's more popular than me. I ain't no doubt about that. I don't deny that. I'm happy for him.
That kid, I told you, he just cracks me up, man.
He's got the world by the gonads right now.
Yes.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore Trippy, there he is. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all, man?
Not much, man.
Hey, I know one thing, man. The kids were excited to see the Ravens yesterday. I was excited to see my man Ed, man. I was so happy when I saw him come up. I thought we was down Pickles for a second, but I forgot where we was at. But I ain't gonna get into too much details, because I know they probably listening, but I am upset. And I don't really care if nobody say I'm in my feelings. Because you got to realize, right, I don't really like the red shirts like that. Something happened with my daughter last year, right? And I still ain't get an apology. You know what I mean? So for me to get kicked out the game yesterday because a red shirt, when after they was fighting, the red shirt, the girl like, yeah, you got your camera? I'm like, no, I don't. Then I get up, you know, I'm talking to the players, like, joking with them, like, yeah, we about to run out on the field, help y'all. They joking, you know what I mean?
By red shirt, by red shirt, he means safe. Security.
Safe, yeah. I ain't want to see their names.
I was going to say it for you.
Right, I got you. So then I turn around, this white dude, yo, shut the F up, yo, no. And everybody like, whoa. I'm like, who you talking to? I'm talking to you. And I just kind of lost it for a second. But the security guard pulled me to the side, and everything was cool. So I was talking to my other guys, you know, that I ain't seen in a while. Here comes the white dude again. Yeah, come on, we can go outside. I'm like, bro, I'm not fighting.
Oh, stop,
man, let me talk to you for a second. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it just be too much. And to be honest with you, I'm just – like, everybody say, oh, Trippy's for the people. I'm for the people. When I go to the practices, I listen to what the kids say, all that. A lot of them don't even like the red shirts. They don't know how to talk to people. They're yelling. It's just like, it's too much. And then it's so funny, right? You think I had my camera out. I ain't post nothing. I go on social media. I see nothing but videos of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy, man. Like, I get tired of that, man. Like, it gets to a point where, though, you just want to take a break for real. You know what I mean? Like, and that's how I'm looking at it. My daughter want to go to the game Thursday. I don't even want to go to the game, but I ain't got no choice. Why? Because she wants to go.
Yeah, you got to go. You got to go.
Yeah,
put yourself aside.
That, though, I'm good, though, man. I was going to give him a shovel, but I ain't going to go too hard on it. But I'm just say this, Ravens. If y'all love y'all fans like that, man, y'all got to do better. Because y'all keep talking about trick me this. And I felt like they was out for me anyway. Because when I first got there, you know what I mean? Oh, don't give us a hard time. And I'm saying to myself, what are you talking about? I was there the other day. I was literally talking to Jonas Schaefer and them the whole time, bro. You know what I mean? So I really don't get it. Even when Ed was right there yesterday, we chilling. And the lady just came over there like, I don't even think she know who Ed was or nobody. I think she just thought we was random people. You know what I mean? Like, it's just wild, man. They got to get it together, man.
How long you work here? Just this year? Goes, yeah, I can tell.
All right, Trippy. You got to take your daughter to the game, man.
All right, I'll take her to the game just because y'all said it.
All right, bro. See you, bro. Ed, you know how this works. I guarantee you there's some people who target him because the treatment he gets here. I guarantee you.
Of course. Yeah.
And I don't want to put fires in what's already burning. But absolutely, there's some just jealous people out there.
I would think so.
Yeah. Oh, you think you're this and that because they like you, your presence on the station. I guarantee you that.
He's sitting with Preston when I walked up.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I mean, whatever.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.